In the name of the glorious Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. Glory be to the everlasting mercies which sent you unto us, O Christ, the light of the world and the life of all. Give us wisdom by your law and enlighten our impulses by your knowledge. Sanctify our souls by your truth and grant that we may be obedient to your words and may fulfill your commandments at every hour. O you who enlightens the rationale with the knowledge of your greatness, do enlighten, O my Lord, our thoughts that we may meditate upon your holy and divine scriptures at all times, Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. Hello again, beloved brothers and sisters in Christ and friends. Welcome one more time to the podcast ministry of the St. Thaddeus Mar Adde Parish of the Assyrian Church of the East, double-edged sword pertaining to the holy, life-giving and living word of God. I welcome you all. Not sure what you're doing. Some may be driving. Please, I'll have your ear, but I want your eyes to be poised at the street signs and your speedometer. You may be getting excited sometimes and moved by the Holy Spirit. Just make sure it's your spirit, not your foot on the pedal. Those who are washing dishes, make sure you don't miss a spot and vacuuming. I mean, this is the feedback I'm getting, and this is the feedback that we get that, you know, sometimes I'm doing my chores and I'm listening to the life-giving or living word of God. Well, thank you for your feedback. We truly appreciate it. I'm very much encouraged. I was telling my brother Stephen and sister Adrina, I was always told during my ministries that I speak too much and I preach too long, but I was always told to shorten my sermons, but the tables have turned. Glory be to God that many of you suggested that these series should be a little bit longer. They should go a little bit longer. Shamasha Antoine, Deacon Antoine, said, Rabbi, extend it another 5 minutes and that will be the duration from my home to work, so that as soon as I get to work, I can then begin my day being pumped up, being energized by the word of God. Well, God bless you, Shamasha. This is for you and for all those who want these to be a little bit longer. I mean, you know, the podcast messages are not all going to be the same length. So long as the message is given effectively and we apply it into our lives, that's the most important thing, is application. This is not an academic session. This is not a lesson that we just learn and then we just learn it so that we can just simply pass a test. This is a ministry where we actually apply what we learn, what we hear in our lives, so that we can glorify God and continue that holy, pleasing, holy meaning set apart, life-giving, pleasing path to our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Today is a special day in the calendar of the Assyrian Church of the East, in the ecclesiastical calendar of the Church of the East, being the commencement of the rogation of the Ninevites, Ba'ulta et Ninuaye. I'm not going to go too much into the story, but when we read the book of Jonah in the Old Testament, we understand and we learn that the Ninevites had displeased God. With their lifestyles. And God, it had so displeased God that he came to a decision or a conclusion that he was going to destroy the city of Nineveh. But our Lord, being such a gracious God, such a loving God, such a merciful God, did not please in destroying. He sent Jonah, a foreigner, a Jew, a Hebrew. He sent him to the Nineveh city to preach repentance. And Jonah didn't do that. When Jonah got to Nineveh, he didn't say repent. He said, God's going to destroy your city. I think it was a little bit more on the side of seeing Nineveh destroyed. But, you know, no one can interfere. No one can affect the love and mercy of God. So we can sometimes, and we do that sometimes, you know, we want to stand in the way of God showing mercy and love and compassion and grace to those who are sinners. You know, sometimes we don't feel it's right. I don't think it's right. Well, who are you? Who are we to interfere into God's most glorious and perfect ways? In any case, the king of the city, all of Nineveh, the king gets off his throne and sits on sackcloth, qatma. You know that idiom we say, qatma brishuch, khasminokhun, qatma brishuch, that means ash on your head. You know, that pertains to what this is. When the king sat on sackcloth and was mourning, it was as though he had no hope. So when we tell people, qatma brishuch, we are entailing that you have no hope, but there is always hope with God. And the Ninevites' prayer and supplication and beseeching, you know, the Vespers, the prayers of the rogation of the Ninevites are amazing. The readings are amazing. You know, we read in one of the readings that the children, the infants, were crying to the parents and the mother, saying, "Mother," or let's put it this way, "Mum, when is it going to happen? When is God going to destroy? Why is this happening?" You know, Jonah was envious and was a little bit cut because God spared Nineveh, the king of Nineveh says to him, "Why are you so upset? We also are people. We are human beings. Why aren't you rejoicing that your God and their God has spared us?" In any case, I think what the two messages we learn from the rogation of the Ninevites, the fasting of the Ninevites, and in Jonah, we learn a perfect example of the genuine, sincere repentance that we must offer to God. Repentance is not just promising God that I'm not going to do this anymore. Turning away, meaning. Repentance is in remorse, with tears. You know, there's a saying, King David, who in Psalm 3 or 4, I believe, it says that I wet my pillow. That means I soaked my pillow with my tears because of his sin. So when we feel remorse, when our heart is truly at a stage where it wants to repent, it moves the whole body. It moves our emotion to tears, where we come to the Lord with tears and ask him for repentance. You know, the rogation of the Ninevites is a conclusion, an example, an actual reality of what we read in the second book of Chronicles, chapter 4, 7, verse 14. And this is the Pshuto version. This is the Aramaic Bible in English. "And my people, upon whom my name is called, shall be broken," that means humbled, "and they will pray and they will beg from before me," that means they will beg before me, "and they will return from their evil ways." Return, there's repentance, to return, to turn around 180 degrees. "Also, I shall hear from heaven, and I shall forgive their sins, and I shall heal their land." I think this truly pertains to the act of the Ninevites. And the second truth, and amazing and encouraging message we learn from this, is the Lord's gracious mercy. The Lord hears our prayers, beloved. And I always say, the story of the Ninevites was not a once upon a time in far, far land. Was it La La Land? No. It actually happened. There were people on the earth. They were called Ninevites. They were the Assyrians. They were our forefathers who, like us today, had displeased God. Now, they didn't give up. They didn't give up hope. They heeded to a stranger. That's the example of repentance, heeding to anyone who comes and says to us and encourages us and warns us that we must turn our way, regardless of who the person is. They heeded to that and they repented. And after repenting, they saved their land. Repentance brings salvation to soul. Now, I'm not talking about salvation when the Lord returns and once and for all saves us from eternal damnation and death. I'm talking about our daily life, to save my soul from getting to that point, getting to that day where the Lord, God forbid, will say to us, "Away from me, workers of evil, I did not know you." So as we begin our fast, and let me tell you that it is an apostolic canon, if I may say. It is an apostolic law. It was decreed in one of the holy synods, which was presided by the late His Holiness Mardenkha, that the members of the Assyrian Church of the East must fast for 3 days, just as the Great Lent is an apostolic canon. We must fast. Now, what I want to do today is give you some hint. How do we fast? What do I do? Okay, today's Monday. Is it just not eating food? Is fasting just, you know, only pertaining to what I eat and what I drink? Well, no, it's not. Let me give you a hint. Many people say, "I've never fasted. How do I begin fast?" Well, why don't you do this? One day, just today, Monday, we wake up in the morning, we pray, we confess that we are the Ninevites today, that the Nineveh is where we live in, whichever country it is. Our hearts can be that Nineveh that has been defiled and it stinks, dreadful stench, as we say in the Divine Liturgy. We come to the Lord and we confess that we have too been naughty and we have displeased you. Lord, hear my prayer. Now, what I encourage people to do on the first day is, before we even ask God to forgive, before asking God that he may strengthen us, and that, you know, the last day, all the young ladies come to church on a Wednesday, they go home, they do the puchen. I don't know what they say in English, puchen, poken. You know, you 7 thumb scoops of puchen you eat. Let me tell you what's in that. And then apparently when you sleep and you dream that someone, some guy is going to come and give you a glass of water, then that guy is going to be your future husband. Of course you're going to be thirsty because you've had salt. There's salt, there's, I don't know what else is in Puchen. Of course, if you eat salt, you're going to be thirsty. In any case, it's a beautiful tradition. And, you know, some people have testified that, yeah, let me give you my example. My wife, now I don't know if she's just saying this to make me feel good, but in any case, my wife said that when she did the Puchen, I gave her a letter. So it wasn't a glass of water. I apparently came to her dream and gave her a letter. And here we are married for 30 years. So the puchen worked, actually. But no, it's not all about puchen. The first day, I encourage you to fast, and I'll tell you how we fast, is to pray to the Lord that he may make us worthy to also fast. Because truly, fasting is a gracious gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, if people ask you, why do you fast? There's a very simple answer to that. Because Jesus fasted. It's not WWJD. It's WIAD. What I am doing. Why? Because Jesus fasted. Jesus baptized, I will baptize. Jesus forgave, I will forgive. Jesus wept over the state, the fallen state of mankind, I will weep when I am in sin and I am in a fallen state. So, fasting, the first day, let this be our prayer for today. Lord God, I am daring, qajduran, to do what you did, Jesus Christ. You had no sin. You set this example, but I am not worthy, for I am so miserable in my sin and fallen state. Help me, forgive me, accept or permit me, make me worthy to offer this fast for you. Let that be our first, that let's fast and beseech the Lord that he will make us worthy to fast because of our dreadfulness. The next day, on a Tuesday, we come back and we fast again. And that's when we begin confessing our sins to the Lord, knowing that what we ask from God, he will grant. God has granted us the worthiness to fast. On Tuesday, tomorrow, we come back and we again wake up and we offer the fast. And this time we say, Lord, now I am going to actually confess, and not that you need to be told of my weaknesses, you know, before I open my mouth, but I'm going to confess my weaknesses, my foolishness. Lord, forgive me. On the Wednesday, we come back and we thank God. Thank you, Lord, for making me worthy to offer this fast. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayers and my supplications. Lord, now I ask that you reply and return. By the way, mind the ambulances and the fire engines, and we have the neighbor's dog too sometimes. Busker, his name is. So here it is. You hear that? So mind these. This is gonna happen every now and then. This is Turlock. This is Mater Dei Parish. So don't be distracted by that. So the fourth day, on the Wednesday, we come back and we say, Lord, thank you for hearing my prayers. Thank you for permitting me, allowing me, making me worthy to fast. Thank you for hearing my prayers and petitions and my confession and my admission. Lord, I ask that you reply. And Thursday is the Thursday of Thanksgiving, Khamshor Shibat Qubal Taibuta, where we have service. And we come together as church and we thank God for hearing our prayers and our supplications. How do I fast? If it's your first time, you know, even if you offer an hour of fasting, just 1 hour wholeheartedly. But the right way of fasting is this. We wake up in the morning. We abstain. Fasting means abstaining. Mabiyata. Not just not eating meat and ice cream and cheese. Fasting is abstaining. We wake up in the morning. We pray. We offer our fasting, our abstinence. Now, some go till 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Some go till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Some fast until the Vespers, evening prayers, and then they break their fast with one meal. Our forefathers used to fast. This is the Great Lent. For 50 days, they would abstain from food until Vespers, that is sundown, and when they would break their fast, they would break it with a glass of water and some dry bread. And then after that, they would pray and thank God for replenishing them, for nourishing them. So you do this. It's up to you how long you want to abstain from. But when you break your abstinence, your soma, make sure you break it on fasting food. No dairy products. Total, what do you call it? Vegan. Total vegan. Okay. But most importantly, beloved, most importantly, let us fast from our evil doings. You know, Christians fast their entire lives. Whether you withhold meat from your mouth or not, we're supposed to be fasting for our entire life so that we prepare ourselves for the reception of our Lord from heaven. Fasting from evil, fasting from sin, fasting from transgressions, fasting from this worldly lust, so that when the Lord returns, we are ready to accept our Lord. So today is the first day. There is Vespers in the evenings in the churches. Tomorrow, I believe in St. Zaya, Marzaya Church, there is also the celebration of the liturgy every day, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But yes, do that. Begin your fast. Fasting is amazing. It puts you in that mindset where you're focusing not so much on your body. You know, the spirit is willing, Jesus says, but the body is weak. But during fasting, we weaken the body and we make the spirit to be alive and willing as always. And through that, and only through that way, we can please our Heavenly Father and overcome our battles with the enemy, who is Satan, who is always like a roaring lion, St. Peter says, devouring, ready to devour. So I pray for you, and I ask that you know, those who are going to offer their fasting, or those who are offering their fasting during this period of rogation, Allah qabbale, may the Lord accept it. May the Lord strengthen you. Beseech the Lord's gracious strength so that you can overcome. And once we do, we glorify our Heavenly Father always. What we always do, we do for the glory of God and the salvation of our souls. Praise and glory be to his holy name, now and at all times and forever and ever. Amen. One last thing, please also don't forget to rate and review this podcast. and share with your friends and family. If you'd like to suggest future episodes or give us detailed feedback, please visit the link in the description or on our Instagram, linktr.ee/double-edged sword. God bless you all.